right, so how does it feel opening up for the Stones?
Amazing. It's pretty exciting. We did four shows of them last summer, which was quite an amazing experience. And, you do something like that, and then you don't really anticipate getting asked back again. So we're very excited to get over there.
How did the band get together?
It was put together by Luke and Paul. I was one of the last people to come along, and they'd been chatting. They'd been playing together, just for fun, talking about guitars and then they discussed putting a band together. And Phil was a guy that Luke had met before. Also, Damon had come across him as well. And he said, if we're going to put a band together, I know the guy who should sing. So they got in touch with Phil, and Phil was in. And then Damon and myself sort of came along after that. It was one of those things that it was quite serendipitous. the band sort of formed. So I think Paul and Luke and Phil had spent a bit of time writing some songs together, and then they needed to sort of find the rest of the band, which was myself and Damon. Once we actually got in a room together for the first time, we knew we had something pretty special that we had to make it work somehow.
Speaking of what makes you guys special, you guys have influences of a lot of like classic rock powerhouses, but what do you think makes you special? What makes you distinguishable from those bands?
Individually, we all have a lot of other influences as well. We've been working as musicians for quite a while. We've all done quite a wide range of stuff. So I guess, all of that sort of, when you bundle it all together, it's not, what we do, we don't think about it too much. It sort of comes out the way it is. And I guess that's sort of from all of the influences and the various things that we've done. Plus, we all get on very well personally, which makes a big difference, I think. We love what we're doing. We all get a lot out of this. For just getting on stage with each other and playing, we get a big buzz from it. And I think if you can see that happening on stage, it's infectious.
Speaking of you guys doing your own things, I mean, you go from, playing bass for Jamiroquai to this. I mean, that's a pretty big departure. Like, what brought you into playing this type of music, going from, some funky bass to this stuff? I mean, how'd that happen?
There was quite a period of time between me doing Jamiroquai mm-hmm. and coming into this band. And, like I did sort of just mention, we've all done a lot of different things. I did a lot of things in between that. I've always loved rock music. I guess the thing that got me into playing music was Jimi Hendrix. And I listened to a lot of music from that period, and the 60s and the 70s, and I think we all have. But personally, for me, I think, I've never just done only one thing. Obviously, Jamiroquai was one of the sort of high-profile things I did. Mm-hmm. But I love any kind of music. I just like good music. So I don't think it really matters what genre it's from.
What do you think makes his debut album special? How do you want it to be remembered?
I don't know. The debut album, it was something that we put the band together. We've been doing some shows. We wanted to get some material recorded, so we booked a studio just for 4 days, and we actually managed to record everything in that 4 days.
Wow!
And I guess maybe the part, that album, you can hear it's five guys in a room. We didn't do we didn't go into rehearsals for doing it. You know, the rehearsals were the shows that we'd been doing. So we played the tunes at the shows. We picked the tunes that we wanted to do and actually ended up recording pretty much everything that we had. I just think there's an energy and an energy to those recordings and a sort of a spontaneity. We recorded each song definitely no more than four times. And generally the first or the second take was the one that we kept. There's minimal overdubs. And I think that's the sound of the band. That's what you get when you come to see the band live. And I think that's maybe what makes it sound fresh, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Because people nowadays seem to spend so much time making albums and it's sort of pasted together. And, you know, a lot of the time musicians aren't even in the same room together at the same time. You know, everything's recorded into Pro Tools. We recorded to tape. We just managed to capture a moment.
Another question. The first time you heard Mr. Campbell sing, what did you think? Because, I mean, the first time I heard him sing, I went, holy crap. So how did you feel the first time you heard him sing?
Well, I think it's even more impressive when you meet him first. Because I'd heard some demos they'd done. But really, it wasn't until I met him we booked a rehearsal studio. You know, and the first time I met him was the first time we got into a room together to play. Wow. And, you know, he was very sort of unassuming, sort of he was quite quiet. I'm not a big guy. We're about the same size. So you don't expect that sound to come out of Phil. And so when, you know, when he starts singing, it's quite impressive. You know, I mean, I remember he started singing. I just was like, fucking hell, this is incredible. he's a powerhouse. And at the same time, you know, he has an incredibly powerful voice. He's got quite a range, but it can be amazingly tender as well. He's an impressive vocalist. And I think just with the five of us in the room, with Phil singing, we all got pretty excited and, it wasn't long before we started talking about turning down our sort of day jobs, which was playing for other people, you know, playing in other bands as session players.
How important is the American audience for you guys?
Incredibly important. I think America is the country that you look to really, but it's the Holy Grail. If you can go over to America, you know, an awful lot of the music that we've listened to and has inspired us has come from America. So to go over to America and to play our music there and for it to be received in the way it has been so far, it's incredible. You know, it's a great feeling. And the American audiences have been fantastic.
So what's next for you guys? You guys, obviously, you're opening up for the Stones, but what's next? What's the next couple of months look like for you guys?
I still don't think I've wrapped my mind around the fact that I'm about to get on a plane tomorrow morning and come over to a show with the Stones, you know, in America. I think I'll get back from that and sort of pinch myself. We're going to go to Marrakesh to do a show, which should be... should be fun. It's just one show, but we get to spend 3 or 4 days there. It's a place I've never been, so I'm looking forward to going. Straight off the back of that, we go to Sweden for 4 or 5 shows. And then not long after we get back from, like, only a few days later, I think we come back to the States again. And we also get up into Canada. So yeah, it's going to be pretty busy. But it's all going very well.
All right, last question for me. Bottom line, why should someone listen to you guys?
this is where we have to sell ourselves
a little bit.
that's a tricky second one, there's absolutely no reason why anyone should listen to us. But, you know, I think hopefully what we offer is a sort of a bit of vitality. You know, there's the live shows, we put a lot of energy into the live shows. We love what we're doing. We're creating some music that we're very proud of. Come and see for yourselves. Check it out.